Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Brother Hagin told the account of how he was born prematurely before they had all of the incubators and all the stuff they have today. And they thought he was dead, went out to bury him and detected some life about him, brought him back in the house and cleaned him up some, and he kept living. But they discovered he had major problems. The doctors that they took him to said he had an incurable blood disease. He had a deformed heart. He never developed like he's supposed to and had all these problems. And some of the best doctors in the country said he could not live past 16 years of age. Well, about a year before he reached that age, he became totally bedfast. He was going just the way they said he would. But he said he began to find out about faith as a young Baptist boy reading Grandma's Methodist Bible. Yes. And he found Mark 11, 23 and 24. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. And he said the Lord showed him about the woman with the issue of blood, that her faith made her whole. He struggled because people around him told him healing had been done away with. All those things had been done away with. And thank God the Holy Spirit took him that passage and said, have you ever heard anybody say faith has been done away with? He said, no. And he said, the Spirit of God says, no, and you never will. Because if there's no faith, there's no salvation. There's no church. Well, if faith hadn't been done away with and her faith made her whole, your faith can make you whole. So he laid hold of that. And he just knew somehow his answer was in this book. He said there were times he's unconscious for most of the day. And then when he is, he can't move a page. Sometimes it'd take him minutes just to slide one page over to where he could read. And some of his relatives got concerned about him and they came to visit him. Because somebody said, you know, he just reads that Bible all the time. He's going to lose his mind. And so more than one person came to check on him. And he had the Bible there in the bed with him. They said, you read that much? He said, yes, sir. He said, you ever read any novels and mystery books? Or he said, no, sir, don't have time. Amen. Don't have time. You ever read any comic books? You know, he's a teenager. He said, no, sir, don't have time. You ever read the newspaper or magazine? He said, no, sir, don't have time. Don't have time. What's he doing? My son? Yes. Come on, are you listening? Yes. My son? Yes. Attend to my words. Yes. Hmm? Yes, incline your ear to what? Mystery book? No. Comic strip? No. No? You ain't going to get healed reading that. That's right. Right? There's no help for you in there. And thank God he did. There came a point where his faith got strong enough. The Lord told him, you know, well, people, you believe you're well. He said, I sure do. He said, well, people ought to be out of bed this time of day. Amen. Well, there was no need telling him that months before.
That's right.
His faith wasn't there. But today, because he's been attending to his words, he said he grabbed hold of the post of the bed, pushed his legs out. He said they hit the floor like a chunk of wood. Got no feeling in him. He's paralyzed. He hung on to that thing and slid the rest of his body off, and he slowly slid down till his knees are touching the floor. He said, I want to declare before heaven and hell, I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing. He said, something hit the top of his head. Felt like warm honey. He said it began to just slide over the top of his head, over the side, down his body. When it got to his legs, it felt like thousands of needles were stuck into him. He said it hurt so bad, but it felt so good because he hasn't had no feeling in these legs. And in a few seconds, he's standing there on these legs, praising God. Oh, can somebody say glory to God? Hallelujah. And had decades and decades of ministry serving the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
What if he had thought, well, I'm dying anyway. I ain't got time for all that. Mad at God because he's in this situation and is this God's will for me? spent all his time reading something else, watching something else, well, he wouldn't have been around. This testimony, we wouldn't be talking about it. Another time I was talking to some folks. They were out of the long distance away, and they were there. I said, we're going to start here in just about 30 minutes. Come in and hear the word. Let your faith get built up. Because I could tell, they don't have a clue whether it's even God's will for them to be healed or not. They got no faith at all to be healed. And one of them said, well, no, you know, today's the day I work in my flower bed. Got to get back and work in my flower bed. I almost just blurted it out. They said you're going to be dead in 3 months. Right? Well, yeah, but I, you know, this is what I do. This is so sad. People will give the word no place and no time. Oh, but hallelujah, I've seen the other side too. Thinking about this verse, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That word destruction is translated in other places, deaths, grave. He delivered them from the grave. There was a couple came in healing school one morning, about 10 o'clock. We had just begun teaching. No fast organ music or piano music, just me and a Bible. And they came in, sat down in the back. He was a tall fellow, young. You could tell at one point he had been a big, strong guy. But he was wasted down to nothing. I learned later at last stages of cancer in both lungs. And he could barely breathe. His wife and some of our ushers helped him in. And he's draped over the chair. He couldn't even raise up. He's leaning over, holding on to it, going... I mean, so loud, it was disrupting. People are turning around thinking, is he going to make it? Is he going to get that next breath? Come to find out later, he'd been in the hospital and the doctors had given up. Well, I don't mean given up, but they had said nothing more can be done. All they had been doing for weeks was just giving him something for the pain. He's done. But somehow, somebody told him, he could go over there and hear something about a Jesus who was and is and always will be the healing Jesus. And he told his little wife, he said, they can't help me here. Get me over there. So they drug him over there. And that day I was preaching on God's word is medicine. Amen. Just what I'm talking about right now. Yeah. Same thing. With a whole lot less amens. It was a little smile. Probably was 25 people there. I was preaching it. But I was preaching it just as hard as I am right now. Oh yeah. I believe it then. I believe it now. I know it's true. And I talked about how God's word, not like medicine, it is medicine. Just like you take a pill and it will affect you. You can feel the effects of it. It changes your body. It does things in your body. The word of God, if you believe it and take it, Incline your ear to it. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Let it get down in you. It will release its power. Just like that pill releases what it's got and what it can do. And begin to talk about how his word is life. Didn't Jesus say the flesh profits nothing? But my words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And as I begin to, I just kept on. I learned, that's why if a baby cries or somebody does something, it doesn't bother me. I preached where people were doing all this other stuff. Machines are going and people are yelling and hollering and hurting and you can hear them breathing all over the place. Doesn't change a thing. As I did. Of course, he's breathing. You can hear him all over the place. He's groaning. He's hurting. He's in such a bad way. But the truth is the truth. Amen. Somebody say, he needs healing. Now help me out. He needs to hear. That's how God heals. Yes. He needs to hear. Well, he needs to heal. Go pray for him so he can be healed. That's not how it works. Yes, you might pray for him if he's ready. If he's heard, but praying with no faith, everybody's just going to be disappointed. And this doesn't mean it wasn't God's will. But as the minutes went by, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I noticed his breathing is getting quieter. In about 15 minutes, you can't hear him breathing at all. 20 minutes. And he's looking at me. Now, he's not straightened up. He's still bent over, but he's looking at me. Man, I could tell God's doing something. God's doing something. So I kind of went further back in the crowd, you know, and I'm preaching and I'm talking about he sent his word. He healed them. Jesus said, I will be made whole. Begin to talk about the creative word, the healing word, the restoring word. In another 20 minutes, the Lord's my witness, he's sitting straight up, not laboring to breathe at all, smiling. Smiling. I thought, glory to God. When I finished the service, nobody's prayed for him. Nobody's laid a hand on him. He sent his word. All that's good and right, but that's not the only way you can receive. When we dismissed the service, I talked to a couple of people and I went back in the back. He's looking at me. He's smiling. And his little wife is crying. Happy cry. A happy cry. He said, it's all over me. It's all over me. I said, what's all over you? I wanted to hear him say it. I knew, but I like to hear it. He said, there's that word you're talking about or whatever. He said, it's all over me. And he took a deep breath. He said, oh, I feel good. And he said, I'm hungry. And his little wife went, ah, she just busted out crying. Happy cry. He hadn't been able to eat a solid food in, I guess, months almost. He wasted down to nothing. And to tell you the rest of the story, they went straight across the street and got more than one Mexican dinner. And ate it all with no ill effect. He's got to be healed. But I asked him, I said, what happened? He said, I just listened to you and it started happening. It started working in me. I felt it. He said, it's like it's tingling all over. It's tingling all over. And he's standing there, smiling, telling me he's hungry.
Glory to God.
Is that the same Jesus that we read about in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and the book of Acts? Is he still the Lord that heals you of all your diseases? Oh, there's always going to be people that scoff it and mock it and make fun and say, y'all are just simple, ignorant, uneducated country folk. Y'all need to crutch religion. Well, go on, believe what you want, but we're going to have miracles and we're going to have healings. And when you get in trouble, you're going to want to come on and talk to us about it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me